If an object is in free fall, then the object's weight is the only force acting on it. The weight of an object is the force that acts downwards on an object due to gravity. An object in free fall will accelerate at a constant rate. This constant rate is called the acceleration due to gravity. The average value for acceleration on Earth due to gravity is 9.81 meters per second squared. Projectile motion is the motion of an object thrown or projected into the air, subject to only the acceleration of gravity. The object is called a projectile, and its path is called its trajectory. We assume air resistance is negligible. The most important thing to remember about projectile motion is that the horizontal and vertical components of the problem are independent. This means we can solve two sets of equations, one for each direction. The displacement vector x of a projectile makes an angle theta to the horizontal. The vertical component equal to x sine theta, and the horizontal component is x cos theta. Projectiles are only acted upon by one force, gravity. Therefore, the vertical component of acceleration is equal to the acceleration due to gravity, which is 9.81 meters per second squared. There is no force acting in the horizontal direction, so the horizontal component of acceleration is equal to zero. The velocity of the projectile can also be separated into horizontal and vertical components. The following steps can be used to solve problems with projectile motion. First, resolve the horizontal and vertical components of the displacement, velocity, and acceleration. Then, choose which of the kinematic equations you need to use for each component of motion. Remember, the equation you need for the vertical part is probably different to the one you need for the horizontal. Then, use the kinematic equation you've identified to solve each component of motion, taking care to solve them separately. If you need to, you can find the total velocity vector, displacement vector, and angle by recombining the components of the vector using Pythagoras' theorem.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!